As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it is a pleasure to be with you on this fine October the 10th. Got a little bit of rain happening this weekend, and that's okay. We need it to cool down a little bit. We need some more rain. Deer season is among us, so we need to get those animals moving around out there so I can get the job done. So hopefully you guys are able to get out there and able to find that big monster and put some meat in your freezer. I know this is my absolute favorite time of the year. I always talk about hunting, but you know, deer season's just, you know, it's really getting me prepared for elk season. And I don't really get excited about it until the weather turns and it starts to cool off and gets a little bit more damp. But you get about the, you know, third week into deer season and things start going that direction, it really starts to make my heart pound a little bit. And I just can't wait till November for elk season to start. So good luck to all you guys out there, all you hunters and wildlife management professionals. That's exactly what you guys are. Lots of big news this week. Holy smokes. Well, let's first talk about, thank God, our president beat COVID. Our president, you know, he got that positive test on Wednesday of last week and he was admitted into the hospital. I think I shared with you guys that bugged me a little bit. Not because I really, you know, thought that he was going to have issues. It just, you know, he is, a little bit older. He is, you know, a little bit heavier. I would not say that he's morbidly obese the way the Democrats, the way the left, the vile media always tries to talk about him. I think overall he's in excellent health. And you know what else? I'm going to believe his physician. That's one of the things that's been so funny watching Trump get diagnosed with COVID, how everybody in the world seems to be an expert physician right now and second guessing the doctors at Walter Reed. I mean, they would come out and do their press conference and immediately the internet would explode with people second guessing them and saying that they're just a bunch of hacks and liars and in Trump's pockets. And these are respected professionals, experts in their field. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, you do not get to be the president of the United States physician by just being some crackerjack doctor. I mean, it blows my mind how fast people disregard the experts, and especially somebody that is the physician for the president of the United States. That guy, I'm pretty sure he's on top of his game. If I had to guess, I would say he's probably among the best of the best. And the team that they have, there's an entire team. The team is probably among the best of the best. And they probably have the best equipment and the best treatments. And it's just, it's funny how the hate for our president has made people go absolutely crazy. And that's what it is. It's pure hatred. And I think it's coming from an evil place and it's making the left so irrational and they're just going crazy and they're talking out of their asses. They don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, President Trump got the COVID. Half of the people I was reading was wishing him to die from that COVID. He starts getting better. Those same people are claiming that he never had it now. It was all just one big hoax. Then you got the people claiming that the doctors don't know what the hell they're talking about, that Trump's infecting everybody and he shouldn't be released from the hospital. And how dare Trump go on that lap around Walter Reed and the Beast to wave at the supporters that came down to give Trump some respect and pray for him and just show him the support while he was in the hospital. And people have just lost their minds. It's just crazy. I had no idea how many doctors we have on Facebook. Apparently, 99% of the people are doctors, and all of them know how to treat President Trump better than his physician. All of them know what President Trump's health is better than his physician. And if his physician happens to say something, sure enough, the left is going to label it as a lie. Okay? In fact, old Mark Zuckerberg, he probably's got his fact checkers on the doctors for Trump, and the fact checkers are probably, you know, saying that what the doctors claim is a false statement. People have just lost their ever-loving minds. It's just amazing what the hatred for this man has done. And let me remind you, it's not hatred for the man. It's hatred for all of us who have supported this man, all of us who share the ideology that this man is defending. And that's exactly what it is. They don't care about Donald Trump at all, but he is the protector. He is the defender. He is protecting our history. He's protecting our culture. He is defending what we believe in, and that is why they hate him so much. And he's not tied to anybody. He doesn't owe anybody anything. They can't blackmail him. They just don't have anything on him. He's not done politics before. He's an outsider, and he's upsetting them. And they just hate him with a passion. And the entire left is in on it. The Democrats are all in on it. There's a big portion of embedded Republicans, career politicians that are Republicans, that are just as dirty as any Democrat, just as nasty as any Democrat, and have just as much hatred because Trump is upsetting their game. And then you have the media that are buying right into this, the media that are complacent with whatever lies the left wants to tell, and their hatred for Donald Trump, and they're going to spew it, and they're going to put it on every single channel, and they're going to say whatever it is they think they have to say, no matter how much of a lie it is. If they think it will hurt Donald Trump and hurt his chances to get reelected as president of the United States, they're going to put it on air on primetime and hope that there's enough stupid people out there that are actually buying the crap that they're spewing. I, for one, am absolutely tired of it. I was so proud of our president for, first of all, I was so thankful that he ended up recovering very quickly from this COVID. And what he said after he came back and he went back to the White House, that we don't have to be afraid of it, that we have good treatment options, that this isn't something that has to dominate you and scare you and keep you indoors, that it's not the end of the world if you get it. I mean, here you have a 74-year-old man that the media and the Democrats claim is morbidly obese and has a whole slew of other health issues. And he spent a couple days in the hospital, didn't even have any real big signs, maybe a little fever, maybe a little scratchy throat. But he never really got ill. And they released him, and he's back to work. He never stopped working. Most of you guys don't realize, Walter Reed, there's a whole wing set aside for the president, and he has an office, and literally everything he can do in the White House, or if he's on Air Force One, or wherever else he is that he does his day-to-day jobs, literally he can accomplish everything and do everything and perform all his duties as president of the United States from that hospital. So he never missed a beat. He never missed a day of work. Some of my favorite photos of our president, I think, was just the candid pictures that they took of him in his office at Walter Reed doing the work. And he was just kind of casual, no tie, just a white shirt, not buttoned up. And it really resonated. In fact, that picture went viral, and I've seen it all over the internet, and it resonated with a lot of people. It was just, it kind of showed a different side of him. It showed a softer side of him, but it showed his dedication and the fact that even when he is in the hospital with a disease that the left and a good portion of our population is trying to make it sound like it's the worst plague the world has ever seen. And he's caught it. He never stopped working for the American people. And that's Trump in a nutshell. No matter what they throw at him, he never stops pushing forward. He never stops fighting for the American people. He never stops defending our Constitution, defending this republic. Not even when he has COVID and is hospitalized. Thank God he got over it quick. Thank God he didn't have any complications. When he came home, it was just truly a sight to see him marching up those stairs and standing on that balcony. He got flack for that too. I mean, the guy can't do anything without them tearing him apart, you know. They were comparing him to Mussolini and Hitler and all these other dictators when he stood on the balcony and waved at his supporters. And God forbid he took the mask off. He was outside and there was nobody around him. And he took the mask off and you would have thought that the world started to burn on fire. I mean, they were flipping out because he took the mask off when he was outside and there was nobody around him. These people are absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. We do not need to give them any more power to destroy this country. We can see what they are capable of. We know what they want to do. We know what they've already ruined. We know how crazy they are. We need to make sure that we are doing everything we can do. This election, you guys, November, we don't have a second chance. We have to nail this one. We have to get this one right. And I know that nobody wants to believe any of the poll numbers. And we know how off the polls were with Hillary. But I'm a little bit nervous how many people are just so quick willing to write those polls off. Right now, we have Biden. He's up by double digits in a lot of the major polls. And some of these polls are polls that historically are a little bit more accurate, historically have done a better job. And Biden is up by double digits. Now, they might not be accurate this time. They might be wrong. I to this day say nobody's ever called me and polled me. I don't know who they're polling. I'm not getting any polls. I never have. But the bottom line is we cannot be complacent. We can't have apathy and just think that it's in the bag for us, okay? Because on the off chance that these polls are accurate, we're in trouble right now. Trump has time to turn things around, but he's got to hit a home run. And we've got to be prepared to battle. We've got to be prepared to get to the polling stations. We've got to be prepared to fill in our ballots. If you got mail-in ballots, you get those sent off in plenty of time. And we have just got to turn out in bigger numbers than we ever have in our history. I think we can do it. You know, there's record numbers of Republicans being registered right now. There's a record number of mass exodus from the Democrat Party. That is incredibly telling. That's those Democrats that are, you know, the middle of the road Democrats that the party has just gotten too crazy for them. They don't want to be a Republican, but they know they can't be a Democrat any longer. And they're leaving their party in mass exodus. And there's a lot of Democrats, a lot that they're not going to tell anybody and they're not going to register for the Republican Party or leave the Democrat Party. But when they vote, they're going to vote differently. And that's why I am confident. I think Trump's going to get it done. I think we're going to have him for another 4 years. But I just don't want to be overconfident or cocky about it and arrogant to the point that we miss opportunities. We got to seize every moment. We need to seize every opportunity. We need to work harder than we've ever worked before. Because this president is something that we have to guarantee to save this republic. We're on the right path. The debates this week, the vice president debates, holy smoke, we could not have a better president, vice president, than Mike Pence. This man he knows his stuff. He has it together. He is so calm and collective. More on that when we return after the break. Don't turn that dial.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. It's good to be back with you today, October 10th. The month is flying by. I can't believe it's the 10th already, but I am stoked because it's deer season. The weather's starting to turn, and I can't wait to get my boy out there and find that big old buck. So all you hunters out there, I expect to see pictures. Post them on the Facebook page, Patriot Uprising Radio. I want to see what you guys got. I want to see what you accomplished out there. So make sure you share those with me. I love looking at those hunting pictures. We were just talking about Mike Pence, and I can't think of a better statesman. I mean, I know we've had a lot of amazing leaders. I know we've had a lot of people that just, they made you feel good about who we are in this country. But in my lifetime, I don't think we've had a leader that represents himself and this nation quite the way Mike Pence does. And the irony is, he's paired up with Donald Trump. It's just, it's perfect, but it's almost laughable. It's like the yin and the yang, right? And I'm not knocking our president. Thank God he is our president. He is the only one that could get us through what we're going through currently as a country and can set us back on track. But I don't think he could do it without Mike Pence. And they seem to be, at least in demeanor, personality, polar opposites. Now, I believe their hearts are similar. I know they share similar ideology. I don't think Mike Pence would have ever agreed to be a part of the Trump administration and would have agreed to be the vice president if he didn't believe in what our president is doing. And I don't believe our president could do what he has done, could fight the battles that he's fought and the storms that he's weathered. I don't think he could have accomplished any of this if it wasn't for his perfect selection in his VP, Mike Pence. The man is truly a gentleman. He is a perfect statesman. He is intelligent. And he is somebody that I think any of us would feel 100% confident if he had to step into the role of President of the United States. I say that because that's truly what a VP is, right? It's a placeholder almost. It's just an in case. Now, yes, it's a partnership with the administration. Some administrations utilize their VPs and rely on their VPs more than others. Some VPs are more of a symbolic position, and some VPs actually handle some pretty serious business. Now, I can tell you that under the Obama administration and Joe Biden, I don't think President Obama had a whole lot of confidence in Joe Biden. I don't think he gave Joe Biden the big jobs, the important jobs. And the small things that he did allow Biden to do, Biden found a way to corrupt it. He found a way to screw it up. He found a way to screw the American people. He found a way to make things unsafe for this country, for our military. He did dirty behind-the-scenes deals with Russia, Ukraine, China. The only thing Biden was working for as VP was putting money in his own coffers, filling his own pockets and his family's pockets with foreign money, cutting deals that gave his son millions and millions of dollars. Biden might be one of the most corrupt vice presidents the United States has ever had. And we've had some bad ones. Johnston rings a bell. We've had some awful ones. But Biden could be in the top. We are just hitting the tip of the iceberg on what we know about the Biden crime family and what he did as president of the United States, and not, or vice president, and not just as his vice president role. Remember, 47 years. 47 years, the man has been in elected positions where he's influenced these deals, and he's just made his family rich. And what has he done for the American people? What has he done for the minorities? And now half the country wants to hand over the presidency to this man, Biden, that he's not even coherent. He can't even make a complete sentence. He forgets what states he's traveling in. He forgets who he's talking to. Almost every time he opens his mouth, he insults somebody. He has erratic behavior and he gets angry and he chews people out. Or he says something completely inappropriate to young children, young girls. That, let's be honest, he's got a history of some really sketchy behavior when it comes to young girls. I'm not saying he's a pedophile. I'm not saying that. But he's not normal. It's not normal behavior. There's countless documented videos out there. Nobody can watch the things he does and the way he treats women and young girls and say that, oh, he's just a nice old man. Oh, that's just normal. No, it's sick. It's sick. He probably has a white van with free candy written on the side of it parked out back. I'm surprised he's not rolling up into his rallies that have two or three people attend in a white van that says free candy. I mean, the funny thing is that's kind of the Democrat Party, right? In a nutshell. Let's buy our way into things. Let's promise people free stuff so they vote for us. Let's push ourselves towards socialism because the rich will get richer and we don't care about anybody else. Let's promise the world so we get power, because power is the only thing we're hungry for. Power is all we want. So yeah, I'm surprised Biden's not running around in a white van with free candy written on the side of it. The guy is a shady character, and he does not have the best interest of the United States. Guaranteed. Nothing in comparison to Pence. Stick with us. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and thank you for joining me today. Running out of time already. We were just talking, we were comparing Joe Biden and what he did in his VP term under Barack Obama versus Mike Pence. And we were just comparing the two of them. Who would you trust? Who do you think is able to step in and be a president? I don't think anybody is confident that Joe Biden could step in to be a president. Now, yes, he is running for the Democrats. They are going to try to elect him to be president, but I don't think there's one Democrat that really believes he's capable of doing the job. I don't think there's anybody that actually thinks he really will be the one doing the job. Who is his puppet master? That is the question. And that's why it was so important for them to get Kamala Harris, because honestly, Joe Biden can't make 4 years. I don't think he'll make 1 year. We know that he's got some issues right now, and he's running for the name. He's running because he was the best chance that the Democrats had. But Kamala Harris is going to end up being our president if the Democrats get Biden elected. Mark my words. So we got to fight. We got to keep that from happening. But, I would be okay in the future. Don't get me wrong. I want Donald Trump to finish his next 4 years. I want him to get elected again. Like I said, I don't think there's anybody that could do the job that he's done. And we definitely need a fighter. But, you know, after that, I could totally get behind Pence. And if something bad were to ever happen to Trump, Pence could jump right in and do the job. Like I said at the beginning, Pence is a statesman, but he knows the job. He understands relationships. He's incredibly intelligent. He's respected. And he's just such a perfect pick. And what's amazing, it shows the brilliance of Donald Trump, because Trump knows, he knows that he's got a unique personality. He knows that he can get a little bit heavy at times and excited at times and overly aggressive or come across as arrogant or you name it. We know he's got some personality quirks that are not everybody's flavor. And then he goes and selects VP Mike Pence, who, from a personality standpoint, appears to be the polar opposite of Donald Trump. And it shows the brilliance. Trump couldn't be successful without Pence, and Trump needs Pence to help keep him grounded sometimes. I really think that Pence is a confidant in Trump, wholeheartedly trust him, and I think they have conversations that we'll never hear about that are deep and respectful. And I think Pence really helps to guide Trump and in some ways, you know, keeps him on track and in some ways is possibly his moral compass. And I'm completely okay with that. And I'm okay with the fact that Trump maybe needs that guy. Again, nobody we elect is going to be perfect. Nobody. We're not electing Jesus Christ. Right? There is no perfect candidate. And all of them are going to have their strengths and their weaknesses. And Trump's brilliance is understanding what his weaknesses are and selecting a guy that could fill in that gap. And Pence showed that this week. He's shown that the last 3.5 years with his leadership and his support for the president. But this week, in the VP debate against Kamala, he was just so cool and calm and so intelligent with every answer. He didn't get excited. He was never disrespectful. But he made so many wonderful points. And it really showed how ill-prepared Kamala is and how she is not ready to be the commander-in-chief. And that's what you need to think about. At the drop of a hat, at any moment in time, could the VP step in and be the president of the United States? And Kamala Harris is not ready. Therefore, Joe Biden cannot be the president of the United States. It's a package deal. You can't have one that can do the job and one that cannot. And in this case, on the Democrat ticket, you have two that cannot do the job. Mike Pence schooled Kamala Harris. He definitely won that debate. And it was really fun to watch. It was amazing to watch how he thinks about things and where he stands on stuff and how strong his faith is and how unwavering he is and unapologetic he is when it comes for standing up for this country, being a patriot, fighting for freedom, liberty, truth, justice, the unborn, you guys. I've got to bring this up all the time. The Democrat Party, 800,000 murders, innocent unborn babies, late-term abortion, infanticide. They are sick, and the blood is on their hands. And if you want to stop that, let me tell you, the Trump administration is exactly how you stop that. In fact, the Trump administration is the only administration that's had the balls to stand up and support life and to do everything they can to stop the sick, evil practices of abortion. And Trump's Supreme Court picks, these are the key, and this is why we need to keep him there. If we give him another 4 years, there's a good opportunity he'll get yet another pick. And the court will be changed, and we'll be able to move forward, and we'll be able to get rid of these barbaric practices, this murder, this disgrace. We'll be able to stop it with these conservative justices that love life, that uphold life. That's why. That should be enough. You can hate everything else about this administration. That one issue. Life. Life should be enough for you to want to cast your vote for Donald Trump. And Mike Pence has been such a strong person on that and such a rock for Trump in supporting him on fighting for life. This is why we need to give him another 4 years. This is why we cannot turn this over to the Democrats. And you know what? We need to do more than just the presidency, my friends. We need to fight so hard for Congress. We need to get rid of Pelosi out there. We need to make sure that we have control so we can continue pushing this country the right direction, so we can get the pendulum swinging back the right direction, and we can restore some humanity back that we've lost along the way, some morality that we have lost along the way, so we can get rid of the corruption. And let me tell you what we have learned this week. We all suspected. We all knew something stunk. We all trusted our commander-in-chief when he said there was no Russia collusion. When he said it's the Russian hoax, we trusted him. We wasted 3.5 years and $35 million. Our country was torn apart, divided. Our commander-in-chief was drugged through the med over a phony, fake, false investigation. And we know now, because our president had the guts once again to declassify everything regarding the Russia hoax, we now know how deep and how corrupt the actors were. Hillary, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, FBI, CIA, NSA, Justice Department, and guess what? The Oval Office, the White House, the President of the United States. You know, the administration that the left claims is flawless. The left claims that they've never done anything wrong. There's not any scandals. They overlook every scandal there is. They deny every scandal there is. But we know for a fact, we know because it was written in their own hand. We have the documentation, and we know Obama was involved in this coup. He knew about it, and they covered it up, and they lied to the American people. We've suspected it. We've suspected it for years. And this week, thank God our president finally declassified everything we needed to see. And we know the truth, matter of fact now. People need to go to jail. What they did is treasonous. It was an attempted coup. It's still an attempted coup. Some of these actors are still there. And my president, Donald Trump, our president, he needs to clean house. He needs to get rid of anybody and everybody that was there under Obama, because nobody can be trusted. Nobody can be trusted. Don't turn that dial. Stick with us right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots. Welcome back to the show. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and thank you for joining me today on this October 10th. Are you guys planning on celebrating Halloween? Do you think our state's going to let us have Halloween? Do you think Dictator Brown is going to allow the children to go out and play, to go door to door and collect the candy? I don't think she is. In fact, I don't have a lot of faith in her opening up Oregon at all. I don't know that she's going to. Some people think she's going to open it up after this election. If Biden, God forbid, actually pulls off a win, some people think she'll open it up. But I don't think she will. I think Brown is in her own little bubble here in Oregon. I don't think what happens on the national scale really changes what she wants to do or what her goals are. I think she's just going to keep pushing through. And as long as she has the power, as long as nobody's telling her no, I think she's just going to keep running this state right into the ground. And I think it's intentional. I think she knows she's collapsing this state. And she doesn't care who she takes down with her. And when I say that, I'm talking about our kids. God, we are on week 2 of this distance learning. I've been open-minded about it. I really have. I've tried. I'm sitting there watching my kid today, and he's on the computer all day long by himself, and the assignments they're getting are just, they're just a joke. I mean, my kid, I'm just going to speak honestly. We all know our own children, you know, and my boy is a good boy, but, you know, I could count on a weekly phone call from the school because either A, work wasn't in on time, or work wasn't done to the standard that it needs to be done, or some type of a behavior thing. You know, not that he's a bad kid, but he likes to have fun with his friends. He likes to talk, and you know, he's not disrespectful, but, you know, I just, that was our weeks. We knew that, you know, I was always going to have to have that conversation and get him back on the right track. And that's fine. You know, every kid's a little bit different. All kids need something different. All kids learn a little bit different. Not all kids share the same attention span. But now we got this distance learning. And, you know, he's got a full day of different things in front of the computer. And his work, he's just getting done with it so fast. And I'm getting emails, oh, good participation, doing good, staying on track. And it's just not the norm, you know? It's not who he is. And you would think I should be thrilled that I've got a son that's actually doing a good job now, and he's obeying, and I'm getting the, he's a pleasure to have in class, and this and that. And it just, I got this gut feeling something is so off. Because that's not him, and I'm not knocking him. I'm just telling you how it is. If it's going this good, it's because he's not being challenged, he's not being pushed, and he is not getting the education that he needs. And none of the children are. And that's the bottom line. Now, I'm not knocking the district or the teachers. I know that there's been this moving target that's been impossible that the governor has put in front of our school districts. And she's made it impossible for them to go back and try to figure out how to do live schooling because of these metrics that are just unachievable. And you couple that with the teachers union and half the teachers not wanting to go back to work. Even if they could find a way to get kids back in the classroom, it's going to take all hands on deck. And you got half the teachers, and these are the teachers that are liberal and, you know, pushing socialism and just full of crazy, crazy harebrained ideas. These are the teachers that are indoctrinating our children. And they're refusing to show up. Their unions are threatening lawsuits. And they're just tying the district's hand because with the metrics that we have to follow, if we were to bring kids back into school in some way, some form, they need all hands on deck to be able to do that. And when half of your staff says no, it makes it impossible. So the ones that really do want to educate, that are doing the best job they can for our children, their hands are tied. It's very limited what they can do, and they're forced to do this distance learning, and there's only so much they can do. So I'm not blaming those teachers. I know we have a lot of good teachers out there that are making the best of a bad situation, and if they could have kids back at school, they would have them there, but they just can't. I'm not blaming the district. I wish our district in Dallas was a little bit more vocal. I wish they fought a little bit harder for our kids, for getting kids back into school, for telling the governor that she's full of BS. I wish a lot of things. But we're all stuck here anyway, and we're trying to make the best of this. But watching it play now and seeing what type of education our kids are actually not getting, it's starting to really frustrate me. I've said before, I said last week, we're looking at the most undereducated and indoctrinated generation in the history of the United States of America. And that should scare the pants off everybody. The most undereducated and indoctrinated generation in the history of the United States of America. But it's more than that. What about their mental health? Think about the things they're missing from the social aspect. It's not just the history they're missing out on, the math, the reading, the writing, the PE. It's not just that stuff. It's understanding, how do I get up on time? How do I get myself to work on time? How do I deal with a boss that I might not like? How do I deal with multiple bosses? How do I deal with coworkers I don't like? How do I get my job done and stay on task and stay focused and not get distracted? These are things that they learn in school that they're not getting currently, and it's going to make it so they're not successful as adults. They're not going to know how to get out into the workforce. Having fun, making memories, being kids, that is what I think is the biggest hurt that we're doing on them. We've stripped that away from them. You know, I coach baseball, and thank God I've been able to get my kids out there and do some baseball, but it is a different COVID season for sure. And it's really hard to get the kids to focus. And I'm competitive, and I've had good teams, and I expect a lot out of my players. And it's been a struggle this year, and I've been mad and angry, and I've, you know, made them do burpees and push-ups, and then it dawned on me, of course they're not focused. You know, we're giving them in a two-hour practice what they've been missing out on an entire full day of school with their friends. They're just wanting to visit. They're just wanting to have fun with each other and catch up and talk and enjoy their friends. No wonder they're not focused on how to make that perfect throw, how to get all the fundamentals down correctly, how to pay attention to the coach and go through the drills the right way. No wonder I am the last thing on their mind as their baseball coach. They're not there for me this year. Now, I'm not saying they don't love ball. I've got a group of talented athletes, and I know they love ball. But when they show up for ball practice after they've been stripped away from their friends for 7 months, and all they want to do is be with each other and enjoy each other, of course they're not focused on baseball. They're focused on each other. They're focused on building those relationships, trying to get back some sense of normalcy that they've lost. And you know what? I can't blame them one bit. I love you guys. Stay vigilant out there. We've got crazy times ahead. Make sure we're voting. You all have your ballots now. Vote, vote, vote. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.